on the bottom of your Aleph on the Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Molchu Bekipa, Devohim. The three people were mentioned in Tanakh. There are others that are not mentioned in Tanakh, like Alexander the Great, Tosa says, that ruled Bekipa from one end of the world to the other, in other words, under the whole horizon. And like we said yesterday, the Ben Yehoyada says it means under the known world at the time. Achav, the Achashverish, and Vuchadnezzar. Achav, the Chsiv, Chai Hashem, Elokecha, and Yesh Goyim, Amlocha, Shalosach, and Yeshom, and Vakesh. We're going to read this already, okay? The Elo, the Havi, Molech, Alay, Ohechi, Motzi, Meshabalei. Right? If he didn't rule over them, how could he make such a shvua that they would be under his rule to say if Eliyahu was there or not? Nebuchadnezzar, the Chsiv, Ohoya, Goyim, Locha, Shaloh, Yitain, Savor, Baal, Melech, Bavel. Right, everyone was under the yoke of Melech Bavel, of Nebuchadnezzar, Achashverosh of the Amorim. Okay, now, the Suleka, there's no more than those three. The Ha'ika Shlomo. Shlomo Melech ruled from one end of the world to the other. So, first they say, by Shlomo it's impossible to say that. There were other kings. There were the king of Egypt. There were kings in Malka Shva. So some say what it means is that Shlomo, the Maisa, they all felt subjugated to Shlomo, or that they respected his chachma and they did things and asked his approval or whatever. Even though Shlomo HaMelech only ruled basically over Eretz Yisrael, but his influence spread over the whole world. Samara says, Lo Solik Malchuse. The Maisa, his Malchus didn't last. Samara says, Honich Lamandi Omer Melech Behedit. Machlokes, whether Shlomo HaMelech was deposed and came back, or he didn't come back. If he didn't come back, so his Malchus didn't last. Elamand Yomer Melech Vehedyet Umelech, that he was originally a Melech, then he was deposed. Ashmedai, the head of the Shadim, took his place. Right, whole mice over there in Gittin. And then he became king again. So Michael and Amor, so the mice in the end, his Malchus did last. What can you say? Shlomo Milsach Risi Havidei. Shlomo was greater than ruling over the whole world. She's not mentioned. Shemolech Alion V'al Tachtonim. Because Shlomo HaMelech was also a Melech over all of the Shadim. Not only the physical world, but even the spiritual world. Shenemra V'yeshiv Shlomo Al Kisei Hashem. Right? Shlomo was the Rabbanu Shel Olam's representative in this world. And he ruled over this world and the spiritual world. Rashi. Lo Sovik Malchuse, Lo Hishli Malchuse. His Malchus was not complete. Shari Nitrat, he was deposed. Kid Amrim Seches Gittin. Hanich Lamandi Amrim Seches Gittin, Beperuk Misha Ochso. Al Huelyonim Al Hashedim. He even ruled over the Shedim. Okay, the Ha'ika, the Ha'avi Sanchorev. Sanchorev also ruled over the whole world. And he's not mentioned. Deceived. Which God of any nation saved their land from me? Or it says, there's one place he didn't conquer, is Yerushalayim, the low kofsha. Ha'ika Daryovish, Dechsiv Daryovish Malka, Kost of the Chol Amamaya, Ume Velishne, Didirin the Chol Ara, Shlom Chon Yoske. Daryovish sent letters asking about the welfare of all the different malchios that existed. Where it says, Ika Sheva de lo Molech Alayu. He only ruled over 120 of the Medinos that the people before him ruled. Sheva de lo Molech Dixi, Shvar Kodem Daryovish, the Hekim al Malchusa la Achashtar Penayo, Mea ve Esrim. So not Mea ve Esrim ve Sheva. Boika Koresh, Dixi, Koamar Koresh Melech Poras, Kol mamlechos ha'oritz nosim li Hashem, ha'asim mishtabuchei hu de kol mishtabech b'nafshei. Koresh was only, praising himself, but it wasn't true. So they asked, Koresh was a tzaddik, how could he lie and use Shem Hashem? Right? He mentioned Shem Hashem, nosim li Hashem. How do you use Shem Hashem levatola for a lie? They said, the Maisa, originally, he was promised by Yishayahu, that he would rule over the whole world because he was going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But in the end, he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. He only gave them permission to go up and build it themselves. So because of that, he was demoted. So when he said this, he thought it was going to be true. But in the end, it didn't turn out to be true. Okay. Bayomim Mohem, now we're going on in the Megillah. Bayomim Mohem, Kishevis Amelech, Uksi Basrei, Bishnas Sholos Lamalcho. Stira. In the beginning it says, Kishevis Amelech, Mashma, right away in the beginning of his Malchus. And then it says it was the third year of his Malchus. The Medrash answers this question a different way. The Medrash says that Achashverosh had taken the throne of Shlomo HaMelech, which has all these animated animals or whatever, and he wanted to sit on it, and he couldn't. So he made a copy of it, looked exactly like it, but he was the one who made it, so he could sit on it. It took him 3 years to do that. So that's why it says, Kishevis HaMelech was 3 years later, when he was able to sit al Kisei Malchusa. But here our Gemara says different pshat. Ksi basrei b'shnas sholosh l'malcho, omar rava, mai kishevis, la'achar shenis yashva daito. Kishevis HaMelech doesn't mean when he actually began to sit on the throne, but when he felt settled on the throne. Kishevis HaMelech, nis yashva daito. Omar Belshatzar choshevetah. Belshatzar made the computation when the Golus Bavel should have been over, and he made a mistake, and he thought it was over, and you see that the Jews were not redeemed. So he figured that the Nevuah was bottle, and then he took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash and celebrated, and that night he was killed. Hu hanoch hashiv nevalotrina. I'll make a cheshbin, and I won't make any mistake. And if it comes out that the Jews have not been redeemed, and the time has come, then I can celebrate. And I can feel settled in my Malchus, that Yidden aren't going to pick up and leave and go back to Eretz Yisrael. Ma'i, tichsiv ki lefi mula'os lebovel shiv mishona efkod eschep. In one place it says that the Rabban Shalom said that when 70 years will be filled from the time that Bavel became a power, right, that's what it seems, the Bavel, right, has to do with Bavel. So that's when they're going to be redeemed. That's when they're going to be redeemed. Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Okay? Ki lefi malos lebavel shiv mishona efko eschem lakimos aleichem estevari atov lahashiv eschem lamakom hazeh. That's when you'll be redeemed. Uksiv lemalos lecharvel Yerushalayim shiv mishona. Another pasuk says that the 70 years were counted from when Yerushalayim was destroyed. Choshuv arboin v'chomish, so therefore he, Belshazzar, learned these two prophecies that they're talking about the same time. That when Bavel ascended, right, when the Malchus of Bavel was established, that was the beginning of the end for the destruction of Yerushalayim. So the destruction of Yerushalayim is counted from the time that it was put into, the process began. So he figured that the 70 years are counted from when Nebuchadnezzar became king. Choshuv arboim v'chamesh Nebuchadnezzar, so therefore, the 70 years he counted from the ascension of Nebuchadnezzar onto the throne. How many years did Nebuchadnezzar rule? 45. V'eshim utlas Evel Merodach, and Evel Merodach after him ruled 23 years. V'tarte didei, and Belshazzar's own 2 years, by Hashivim, comes out 70 years. So he said, the 70 years are complete, and they're not redeemed. So obviously the Nevuah is bottled. Apik mani devinyak makdash, he took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Ishtamish Bahu, and he used the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. And that night, he was killed, and the Babylonia was deposed, and the Medians, Modai took over the Malchus, and eventually Poras took over from Modai. Nebuchadnezzar menolin darboin v'chamishonim molech. Now we're going to see how we make the cheshbon. How do you know Nebuchadnezzar ruled 45 years? The Omer Mar, Golu b'sheva, Golu b'shmona. Golu b'shmona esrei, Golu b'tsha esrei. They were exiled in the 7th year of Nebuchadnezzar and the 8th year, or the 7th year and the 8th year, and they were exiled in the 18th year and the 19th year, and we'll see that these are two different dates, but they're not four different dates, they're two different dates. Golu b'sheva l'kibush Yehoyakim, right, after the first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he conquered Yehoyakim, the king of Yehuda. And what's it called? Galus Yehoyachin, Shehi Shmona Nebuchadnezzar. And that was the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. So it's the 7th year of what's it called? The year, 7 years after he conquered Yehoyachin, they went into Galus. That was the first Galus. That was Galus Yechonia. The Galus the Mordechai went in. That was. We'll see many years before the actual Galus. This was the Galus of the Cheresh and the Masker. The Talmidei Chacham were taken into Bavel before everybody else. So the first Galus before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was 7 years after the Kibush of Yehoyachin, which was 8 years after the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, because he didn't conquer Yehoyachin till the first after the first year of his reign. That was Galus Yehoyachin, which is Galus Yechonia. Galu b'shmon esrei l'kibush Yehoyachin, in the 18th year after Kibush Yehoyachin, which means 10 years later, Galus Sidkiyahu. That was the Galus Sidkiyahu. That was after the Churban. Shehit Chayesrei Nebuchadnezzar. And that was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, because again, he conquered Yehoyachin 1 year into his reign. The Omar Mar, Shana Rishon Kibush Ninveh, Shnia Kibush Yehoyachin. Nebuchadnezzar, the first year, captured Ninveh, conquered Ninveh, and then second year, he conquered Yehoyachin. So whatever was the years of Kibush Yehoyachin, add another year, and that's the year that how much it was in Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Uksiv, Vayihi b'shloshim v'sheva shana, the Galus Yehoyachin, the 37th year from Galus Yehoyachin, which was again in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, added together, 37 and 8 is 45. So Melech Yehuda, b'shnei mosar chodesh b'esim v'chamish l'chodesh, nasa avil merodech Melech Bavel, es rosho yochin Melech Yehuda, v'yotze osoni b'esakela. So that's when avil merodech, who was the king of Bavel, who was the successor to Nebuchadnezzar, took Yehoyachin out of prison. So how long was Nebuchadnezzar a king? 45 years. 37 years plus 8. Timnei, the Talton v'sheva, Hari Arboim v'chamish, Nebuchadnezzar. And even though it says in the 37th year, so the Chora, what's it called, Evel Merodach was already ruling, but part of the year Nebuchadnezzar was ruling, and part of the year he was ruling, so we count that 37th year, we'll see twice. So it goes on Nebuchadnezzar's reign, it was the 45th year of his reign, and the first year of Evel Merodach's reign. Say, Hare Arboin v'chamish, to Nebuchadnezzar, the Esen Utlas to Evel Merodach, so we have 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar reign, 23 years that Evel Merodach, his successor, reigned. That's Gemara. That we know from Gemara. We don't know from Psukim that he ruled 23 years. The Tarte Didei, and 2 years of Belshazzar. So that's 70 years. Hashivim. Omar Hashtavad Eisulo Mefarkei. He said they're not going to be redeemed. The Navi said 70. Obviously, some chait was goring that they're not going to be redeemed. And that's when he took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and celebrated. Apik mani de be'mek makdashah v'shtamish bo. Hainu dekomer le Daniel, the amori shmaye hisromamto, ulaman yodi beise heisiv kodamach. Right? You made yourself boasted over the Rabbanu Shalom, and you took out the kelim of his house and put it before you. Uksive balayla be balelya katul belshatzer malko kastoy. That night they took out the kelim of Beis HaMikdash. She was killed. That was the night that Belshatzer was killed, and the malchus went from Bavel to Modai. Uksive dariyodish mador kibel malchusa kvar shnin shishim v'tartin, and then Daryavish, who was the king of Madai, he was a Median. He took over the Malchus. So he, what's it called? Kvarshin Shishin Vitarti. That was, what's it called, 62 years. Omar Iyu Mitatoi. he made a mistake. He counted from the wrong time. He started counting the 70 years from the ascension of Nebuchadnezzar, thinking that was the beginning of the process of the Churban. And that's what it says, L'malo shivim shana l'bovel. Ano chashiv nevelotina. I'll make the cheshbon and not make a mistake. Mikshiv l'malchus bovel. It doesn't say l'malchus bovel. It says l'bovel. My l'bovel, l'golus bovel. The first golus. That's when you start counting the 70 years. Kama batzirin, how many are missing? Right? When was the kimnei? 8 years. Because the first golus, the Golus Yehoyachin, didn't start till the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. So Nebuchadnezzar, what's it called, Belshazzar, counted in those 8 years, and he shouldn't have counted them. He should have started the 70 years from 8 years later. Choshev, so what's it called, Va'ayo, Chilufayu, right? So he added another 8 years to the Cheshbon. Chada de Belshazzar, 1 year that Belshazzar ruled, right, that same year that Nebuchadnezzar died, Belshazzar took over for the part of that year, so that counts as a year. The Chamish to Daryovish, 5 years that Daryovish ruled after him, that's six. The Koresh, and Daryovish and Koresh, the Tarte Didain, two of his, that makes eight. So in the second year of his reign, or what's it called, he made this Cheshbon, Hashivan. Right, Kivin the Chazi, the Malu Shivin, Velo Ifrik, Omer Hashtavare, Sulom Ifriki. So Achashverish did the same thing. He made the same Cheshbon, and he said, now the 70 years are up. You count the 70 years from the first Golus, Golus Yechonia, it's 70 years now, 2 years into his reign. So in the third year of his reign, he felt settled, because he figured that the Yidden aren't going to leave, and he's not going to lose a good portion of his Malchus. Apik mani demi mak, the shov yishtamish bu, he took out the kelim bishlam mikvish and he used them. Bos sotin varikein b'nehem, the sotin came and had a good dance amongst them. In other words, he caused havoc amongst them. V'horeg is Vashti, and because of that, Achashverosh ended up killing Vashti, and from there, the whole Purim story evolved. Mor says, v'ashaper choshev ihu, Mor says, choshev, he made a good cheshbon. It says, what's it called, the Bavel, not Malchus Bavel, Golus Bavel. Golus Bavel was exactly the way that he said. So the 70 years were up. Ihu nomi mititoi. No, he made a mistake. Yiboyle leminne michorvus Yerushalayim. Bavel means Golus Bavel after the Churban. The real Golus. The Golus that was final. And that was 10 years later. Sof kama betzirin. How many were missing? Chadeser. Right, 11 years. This should be the gears is Chatzri. Okay, same thing. Ihu kama molach. How long did Achashverosh rule? Arbeiser. The Arbeiser, the day he boy leilam mivnei beis makdash. The beis makdash should have been built in the 14th year of Achashverosh. That's another 11 years. Al maksiv ba'adin betelus avidus beis aloh di Yerushalayim. During Achashverosh's reign, the Beis HaMikdash was halted. The construction started before Achashverosh, and it was halted right during Achashverosh's entire reign. It wasn't built till Koresh HaSheni, the second Koresh, actually let them build the Beis HaMikdash. So how come the 70 years weren't up, right? If it starts from Churban Beis HaMikdash, it should end with Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and didn't end then either, right? Amar Rav Shonim Mikutos Havei. They counted the portions of the year to make the 70, but it wasn't a full year. So therefore, it wasn't until afterwards that it was 70 full years. Rashi. A letter Rashi. Okay. Kesheves HaMelech, Mashma B'tchilas Malchusot. Mashma, this is the beginning of his reign. V'hodr k'si b'shnah sholos, and this is the third year of his reign. Kishenis Yashva Daito, in the beginning of his reign, he was afraid that the Jews would be end up being redeemed and taken back to Eretz Israel and leave his Malchus. When 70 years are over, that Yirmiyahu had predicted. The Yashva, this Yashva, but after the third year, he felt settled because he figured the 70 years are up and they haven't been redeemed, they're not going to be redeemed.
Wasn't Israel one of the 127
Midianos? What?
Why wasn't Israel one of the 127 Medinos in the world?
It was, but they would, what's it called, they would now take over, there was nobody in Eretz Israel, they were in Golus. But if they go back, they would take away the Malchus from them, build their own Malchus. Now there was nobody there.
To leave his Malchus, but his Malchus is in the world, so they can't leave his Malchus.
No, they would now have their own Malchus. They wouldn't have that. That wouldn't be that Malchus now. They go back to Eretz Israel and establish their own Malchus. That wouldn't be Kofuf to him. Mahi Hush b'nei de Belshazzar v'tolusei. What was Belshazzar's mistake? How did he figure out the 70 years and do it wrongly? L'fi melos l'bavel, k'sover hu l'malchus bavel, because he thought the 70 years started from Malchus bavel. M'yom sh'not l'bavel Malchus. The Zen of Buchanetzer, Notu Malchus, May Asar, Chedvon Melech Osher. And the Buchanetzer took away the Malchus from the king of Assyria, and he became the king 70 years before Belshazzar made his Cheshbon. Choshev Belshazzar, Mem Hayde Buchanetzer. So Belshazzar made the following Cheshbon. 45 years that the Buchanetzer ruled, the Chof Gimel to Evel Merodach, and 23 years of Evel Merodach. The Tarti Gidein, 2 years of his own rule. The Ashkechon, the Belshazzar, Molech, Klashonim. We find that Belshazzar ruled a total of 3 years. The Chsiba Sefer Daniel, Bishnah, Sholosh, Malchus, Belshazzar, Amelech, Chazon, Nira, Eli, Ani, Daniel. That's when Daniel came and told him the handwriting on the wall, and that night he was destroyed. So he ruled into the 3rd year, 2 full years. So it comes out, even though it says by the Pharish and the Nevuah, that Golus Bavel is going to be 70 years, it wasn't clear where you started the 70 years. Same thing with the 400 years of Golus Mitzrayim. It wasn't clear where you started. So this Golus, where it doesn't say how many years, Kol Shekain, there's all different kinds of ways of making the Cheshbon. Right? And basically, there were 4 different Pekidim. Right? All these things, there were things that happened at the end of the 70 years from the ascension of the Buchanetzer, right? It wasn't a complete Golus, but there was a Pekida there at that 70 years. And the second 70 years of Golus Yechonia, and then the 70 years from what's it called, the actual Churban, and that's when the Beis HaMikdash was actually built. But each step along the way had some kind of Pekida, some change happened in Golus for the good, at that point too. Golu b'sheva, golu b'shmona, chad golusu. It was all the same golus, sheva and shmona. It was 7 years from golus Yehoyakim and 8 years from Nebuchadnezzar's ascension to the throne. Ukroi kadorish, ksiv b'golus Yehoyakim, b'shnash shmona l'malchus Nebuchadnezzar, the sof sefer Malachim. The 7th year of golus Yehoyakim was the 8th year of Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. The Sefer Yirmiyah b'Sofo Asher Higla Nevuzradin b'Shnas Sheva El Shmona L'Malchus Nevuchadnezzar b'Sheva L'Kibush Yoyakim Shekov Shultachto b'Shona Shnia L'Malchuso, because Nevuchadnezzar didn't conquer Yoyakim till the 2nd year of his reign, because the 1st year he conquered Nineveh. V'Lo Iglo V'Yihilo Evit Shalashonim. He didn't exile him; he made him a vassal for 3 years. The Yudches, the Yudtes, Ksiv, the Golus Sikyo, the 18th and 19th years on the same day too. Their Golus Sikyo, the Sof Sefer Yirmiyah, the Hainu Chorvus Yerushalayim. That was when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And Sikyo was sent into Golus. Shehi Yud Aleph Shana Acher Golus Yoyachin. It was 11 years after Golus Yoyachin. Dechsiv, Ayhi, Bashteas, Reishana, Lamelech Sikyohu. Right, the 11th year of Sikyohu, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Umay Yud Ches Yotes, why do you say 18 and 19? It was the 18th year from the time that Yoyakim was conquered, and the 19th year, the same year, was the 19th year of Malchus Nebuchadnezzar, because you have to add a year, because Nebuchadnezzar didn't, conquer Yoyakim till 1 year into his Malchus. Domar Mar, Shon Rishon Akibish Ninveh, Shoysa Rosh Malchus Ashur, Shoyim Melech Beninveh. The 1st year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he conquered Nineveh and took away the Malchus from Ashur, and the next year he conquered Yoyakim. Shnia Kibish Yoyakim, Kroi Kadorit, the Seder Olam. They learn this from Sukkim in Seder Olam, which is a brisa, a historical brisa. Ksibaro Sefer Daniel, Bishnah Sholos, the Malchus Yoyakim, by Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim, the third year of Yehoyakim's reign. That's when Nebuchadnezzar came to Yerushalayim. Vayitin Hashem es Yehoyakim biyadu. When the Rabban Hashem delivered Yehoyakim into his hands, Efshar lomar kein. How could you say that? V'halo lo molech ela b'shnas arba l'Yehoyakim. L'maisa, Nebuchadnezzar didn't become king till the fourth year of Yehoyakim. He couldn't have come and conquered Yehoyakim in the third year of Yehoyakim's reign. He didn't become king till the fourth year of Yehoyakim. Shenemra b'sefer Yirmiyah, hadavra shahaya b'shona haraviyis lo Yehoyakim, he shona rishon Nebuchadnezzar. It says b'feirish. The first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign was the fourth year of Yehoyakim's reign. So what does it say? The third year of Yehoyakim's reign, that's when Nebuchadnezzar conquered him. The third year that he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. He rebelled for 3 years. After he conquered him, he served him for 3 years. And then he rebelled. He remained a faithful servant to Nebuchadnezzar for 3 years. And after 3 years, he rebelled. He rebelled for 3 years. Comes out 6 years into the time that he was conquered. He was conquered. He was an Eved for 3 years. He rebelled for 3 years. Now we're 6 years from the time that Yehoyakim was conquered. And that's when he killed him. When Nebuchadnezzar killed Yehoyakim. And he was buried like a donkey. And Nebuchadnezzar put his son, Yehoyakim, the son of Yehoyakim, in his place. And he brought him to Bothel. Right, the father rebelled against you, and you made his son king. Misla Moran Amran, they say a marshal. Mikal babisha guria tova lo nothing. From a bad dog doesn't come a good puppy. So the son's not gonna serve you either. Chazra loved the tshuva sashana, so he listened to his advisors. He went back the next year. The higlo v'him lechitio, and he put Yehoyakim into Golis, and he made Tzidkiyahu the king instead. The chen ksi b'sefer Malachim b'sofo. Nimtzeis Golis Yehoyakim b'shnas sheva l'kibush Yehoyakim. The Golis of Yechaniah and Yehoyakim, the same person. That's what it says in Megillas Esther. Ish Yehudi Oye b'shushan biru Mordechai u'shmo Mordechai, right? Asher Hogla Mirushalayim im Hagola, Asher Hogla im Yechaniah Melech Yehuda. So Yechaniah is Yehoyakim, and that Golis was 7 years after Yehoyakim was conquered. Nimseis Golis Yehoyakim, Bishnah Sheva Lekibush Yehoyakim. Variakosim Koryosa, Bishnah Shmona Lemalchus Nebuchadnezzar. And it calls it the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. That means that Nebuchadnezzar must have conquered Yehoyakim 1 year into his reign. The Sefer Malachim. The second year of his reign, after 1 year, he conquered it. Evil Merodach became the king 37 years after Golus Yehoyakim, which was 45 years after what's it called? Right, which was okay. Kvar Molach Nebuchadnezzar Shmona Shonim called him Golus Yehoyakim. We have to add 8 years to that because Nebuchadnezzar's reign started 8 years before that. Shmona Velamed Zayin Harimem Hey. 8 and 37 is 45. So we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled 45 years. The Chaf Gimel Devil Merodach, and Devil Merodach then ruled another 23 years, is 68. Ubeis the Belshazzar, and Belshazzar took out the Caleb of the Beis Hamikdash 2 years into his reign, which was 70. Apik Mani the Beis Hamikdash Bishnash Shlishi Samachusu in the beginning of the third year of his reign, after 2 years, which was the completion of 70 years from the ascension of the Nebuchadnezzar, and that's how he understood the Nevuah of Yirmiyah, that from the time of Bavel's ascension, which was the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, the 70 years are going to be counted. Omer Achashverosh, Iu Vade Mititoi. So Achashverosh said he made a mistake. He started the 70 years from the wrong time. Ana Chashivna Legolus Bavel. It's not Bavel meaning the ascension of Nebuchadnezzar to power. It means Golus Bavel, the first Golus. Tchilas Golus Iglas Yechonya. Golus Yechonya. Kama Batsir Mishivin Mishnas Shtayim Belshazzar. Right? How many years did you have to add to that second year of Belshazzar to make 70 years? Timni, another 8 years. Because Golus Yehoyachin was 8 years later. Osan Shmona Shonim Shemolach Nebuchadnezzar Lefnei Higlos V'Shechonah. The 8 years that Nebuchadnezzar reigned before he put Yehoyachin into Golus. Belshazzar counted those years, and they shouldn't have been counted. The 70 years should have started after that. Choshev Achashverosh Mideiz LeBelshazzar Ad Sholosh Shelo. So Achashverosh made the cheshbon, counting the 2 years of Belshazzar, another 3 years of his, Va'ayol Hanech Timnei Chosayu, and he added those other 8 years, Chadad LeBelshazzar, Dari Mishnah Shtayim, Shom Lushiv Mishom, Lofi Minyonah. The Shuv Monashlishis, the Chamish the Dayrovish, so he counted that one extra year of Belshazzar, and then 5 more years at Daryovish Hamodi, the Koresh HaParsi, they ruled after Belshazzar was deposed. So Daryovish and Koresh ruled, first the Medians ruled, and then the Persians. Dechsiva Daryovish Madoa Kibul Malchusa, the Achrav Molech Koresh HaRishon, the first Koresh. The second Koresh was the son of Achashverosh. Shenosan Rishus of Ne'agola Lalos, and that first Koresh, before Achashverosh, gave permission to go back to Eretz Israel. But they started to build the Beis HaMikdash, and they stopped. Shenemar Koamar Koresh, the Kisalka Daita Chashta, Shemolchu, Bein Shneim Heishonim, Afagav Loksi Bikra. Now we think that they ruled together 5 years. In other words, the total of both of their rules together was 5 years. V'tarte d'Achashverosh. And in order to make the eight complete, they had 2 years of Achashverosh. Kvar Ovru Lo Shtei Shonim. So in the 3rd year of Achashverosh's reign, he felt settled. Because now the 70 years were up, according to his cheshbon, and they weren't redeemed, so they're not going to be redeemed. Mecharvos Yerushalayim. But he also made a mistake. Because the 70 years should be calculated from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Golas Tzidkiyahu, which was Golas Tzidkiyahu. Shenisrefu Ha'ir, that's when the Yerushalayim was burnt. Ubehed yiksiv de lechorvos Yerushalayim boi leminne. Dechsiv b'sefer Daniel, lemalos lechorvos Yerushalayim shiv mishana. Because it says in Daniel, the Taka, the Beis HaMikdash was built 70 years after the first one was destroyed. Chadeser, shekach omad habayis achar golos Yechonya. The Beis HaMikdash survived 11 years after golos Yechonya. Iyu kama molech arbeisa. Dechsiv, how many years did Achashverosh rule? 14 years. Dechsiv, b'shnash shtem esrei, hipil puhra agoro, u'leshona acheres nasa neis, that's the 13th year, d'malchei umos ha'olam mitishrei maninan, v'nishad shashona b'tishrei, after Adar, u'ksiv l'shona acheres, l'kayim esigeres ha'purim azos ha'shenis. And that was the end of the rule of Achashverosh, 14 years. Ba'adin, b'mei koresh b'telus avidus beis eloka. In the time of Koresh, they stopped the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Shetziva Koresh Livnos, Koresh, the Koresh before Achashverosh, commanded that the Beis HaMikdash be built. The Chazar Bo, al yedei Tzorei Yehuda u'Binyamin, k'mo shekosem b'Sefer Ezra. And Sefer Ezra says that the Shomronim came and they convinced Koresh to stop the building. Ad shnas tartin l'malchus Daryovish ha'sheni, shemolech achar Achashverosh, until the 2nd year of Daryovish, the 2nd Daryovish, that ruled after Achashverosh. The Nikrish Shlosha Shemos. That Daryovish was called 3 names that we had in Rosh Hashanah. Daryovish, Koresh, and Artaxasta. He was the 2nd Koresh. And he was the son of Esther. Son of Achashverosh. So he really was Jewish. The 2nd Koresh. And he's the one who continued the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Shonim Mikutov saw you. Also Shonim. Shemanin and Lamala. Yeshben Shenivlu Mishal Achram Barisha. They weren't complete years. Some, we counted those years twice. We counted a portion of the year for one king and a portion of the year for the other king. But it really was only 1 year. Kigon le Daryovish Hamodi, the Koresh, Shemaminu Lehu, Heishonim. We counted 5 years for Koresh and Daryovish, the first Koresh. Lo Timtza Ladal, there's really only 4 years. But a portion of that fourth year was counted twice. Luksib Bishnas Achas Daryovish Ben Achashverosh, the Sefer Daniel. And it says in the first year of Daryovish, the second Daryovish, who was the son of Achashverosh. The Sefer Daniel, Bishnas Sholosh Lamachus Koresh. The Tanya B'Seder Olam, Lo Matsinu L'modai Shona B'Ksuvim Elazu B'Lvad. Well, the Koresh Matsinu Shloshe Shonim B'Sefer Daniel, B'Shnas Sholosh L'Malchus Koresh. The Tanya Nomi B'Seder Olam, Koresh Molach Gimel Shonim Mikutos. He ruled 3 years, but not 3 full years. 3 years, but the third year was only a portion of the year. Harishmin Shoni Yisera. And therefore, when we added 8 years, we really should have only added 7 years. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built till the next year. The Gan, the Bishnos Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Merodach, Nivlashon. The same thing happened when we made the Cheshbon with Nebuchadnezzar and Evel Merodach. We counted one of those years twice. So you have to subtract another year. Ukenegdo, Nishta, had been Nishtaim Shonim L'Daryovish. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was not built at the end of Achashverosh's reign, but 2 years later, because you had to add those 2 years to make the 70 years complete.